Ein Wort mit Alles. Shalom Talmida des Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. Name Allah Yod Lamishop Mon Pamachas Bashana. Why did the mon have to fall every day? Why couldn't the Rabbi Shimon just give them a supply of mon, a year's supply at a time? Omer Lohem Em Shulachem Moshel. The Ma Dover Domne. The Melech Bos of Adom Sheesh Lo Ben Echod. Kosak Lo Mizonoso Pamachas Bashana. The Loha Yo Makbul Pnei Ovi. Fellow Pamachas Bashana. The Melech made a yearly giving of food to his son, and he only saw him once a year. Omar Pasuk Mizonoso Bechol Yom, but Yom Makbul Pnei Aviv Kol Yom. And so he changed his way, and he gave him a daily giving of his food. So every day he got to see him. At Yisrael Mishiyesh Lo Arba V'Chamish Shabonim Hayadoi V'Omer Shemelo Yerid Man L'Macher. Every day Klal Yisrael had the doubt maybe the man wouldn't come the next day. The Nimtzu Kol Nesim Barov, and we'll die in a famine. Nimtzu Kol Mechuvon Mechavim Mislibon Avim Shishmaim. So they had to daily have that emun and bitachon, and the Rabban Shalom, they daily had a confrontation with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why he gave them the man every day. Dover Acher, show you Ochlen Osok Shuchan, came fresh. It was given, but for the year, it wouldn't have been fresh. Dover Acher, named Masri Haderach, they wouldn't have to carry so much. Right? This way they took a little bit at a time. Rashi, no Rashi. Okay. Kfar ha yer tar from Rabbi Shmuel Zakenim Yoshim Voskim of Parshas Hamon. Voha yer Rabbi Lezer Hamodoy Yoshe Benehem. Nen Rabbi Lezer Hamodoy Vomar Mon Shiord Lam Yisrael Ha Yagavo Shishim Amma. It fell and it was 60 Amas high. Omer lo Rabbi Tarfin. Modoy Ad Mosay Atom Agabiv Dvorim Umevi Oleinu. How long are you going to say these kinds of things that are not lemais. Omar lo Rebbe Nikra Nidorish. I learned from a pasuk. It's not stam things I said, 60 amas. There's a pasuk that seems to say that the mon was 60 amas high. Chamesh esrei amim mala govru hamayim vayichos vayichusu hehori. Says by the Mabul that the water was 15 amas high and it covered the mountains. Can't mean that it was 15 amas high everywhere. The chichamish es ame be'emek, chamish es ame be'horim. Right, the water doesn't go to different levels; it evens out. So it couldn't have been 15 amas higher than the mountains and 15 amas higher than the ground. The chimaya shurei kaime. Right, it evens out. For old teva hechisagi, if it was only 15 amas higher than the ground, how could the teva float in only 15 amas? What happened was that the underground springs opened up and it made enough water to cover the mountains. And then once it was evenly covering all the mountains, the water, then the rains came and made it another 15 amas higher than the mountains. So the Mabul was 15 amas higher than the mountains. The Chieza Mida Meruba, Mida Tova, Mida Peronios, Haviomer Mida Tova, Midas Peronios. Right? Midas Tova is always greater than Midas Peronios. The Midas Peronios, who Omer Varubo Sashamayim Miftrachu. The 15 amas was created by the Arubo Sashamayim, the windows of heaven opening up. But Mida Tova Omer Vayitzav Shchokim Imal Vedalze Shomayim Pasach Vayamter Vayamon Lecho Vedigan Shomayim Nosen Lamo. By the Mon, it also says it came out of the doors of Shomayim. Kama Aruba Sheish Bedelis, and Aruba is an Amma by an Amma, and a Delis is four Ammas. Right? Every Pesach has a din of Dalet Ammas is a Pesach. So how many Arubos are in the length of a Delis? Four. So there are two dlosos, says Vayitzav, Shchokim, Imal, Vedalse, Shomayim. Two dlosos, that's eight. Right? Yesh, Vedalse, Arba. Arba, Harikan, Shmona. Those are two dlosos. So if by Arubos HaShomayim came down 15 amas, so we're talking here about, four times as much, is 60 amas. the nymphs of Monshur, Lem Yisrael, Gavor, Shishimama. Right? There were two arubos and two dlosos. So it's four times the amount that fell from the arubos fell by the dlosos. So it's 60 amas. Rashi, 15 amma milmala, ad mosei ato megabev dor mevele, me'ayin lecho, where'd you get this? Where are you saying these things just stam out of the air? 15 amma milmala, im tomer milmala la'oretz velo pirish bahar o babika, it was 15 amas higher than the ground, and 15 amas higher than any ground, that's ridiculous. V'chi 15 bahar, water can't be 15 amas higher than terra firma, and 15 amas higher than the mountains. Teva hechisagi, hech also the Rashi Hahari. Right? How did the Teva, right, get on the mountains if it was, what's it called, only 15 amas higher than the regular ground? El al korchim, the maladikrom in hashamayim. That which had made 15 amas higher was what came out of the heavens after it was covered the mountains. Vachikomer, adidegishomim govru tesvavama. Because of the rains, it got another 15 amas higher than it was because of the underground springs. The underground springs made everything equal to cover the mountains. And the rains made another 15 amas higher than the mountains. Meruba rabash al chaderta, midatova, meruba al hara, chamesh meosba. The midatova is always 500 times greater than the Midah Rah. Shiva Midah Tova Nehmer, Notzer Chesed La'alofim. Uva Midah Sparani Yisro Omer Al-Shileishim V'Arabeim. Right here it's 2,000, here it's only till four generations. It's 500 times more. Afkan Midah Satov Shal Yerida Saman, Rav Shal Yerida Samabel. Not necessarily 500 to 1, but that's the most, I guess. And here it could be more, just it's more, it doesn't ever always have to be 500 to 1. The midas peronius who omer varubos hashamayim lo yored mabel eladirosh de arubos. The mabel came down through two windows, and the mon came from through two doors. The midatov omer dalse shamayim pasach. The tana kama arubos yesh baorech delis arba. There's four arubos in the length of a door. Like we said, a door is four amas wide, and a what's it called an aruba is an ama. Hari lebeis dlosos ches arubos. For two dlosos is eight arubos. And since it's two arubos for the bad, and there are eight for the good, it's four times as much. Four times 15 is 60. The acharish yishtei arubos haridu gishamim, govo tez vavama, ches arubos haridu mon shishim amos. Shari yomar to midatovim rubo al shupronios. The kol shken shenim umuetasem, it's not less than it, surely it's more. Tanya, Ishi ben Yehuda, Omer, Mon, Shiord, Lem, Yisrael, Ha'yimishgaber, Va'ola, Atshirono, Sokom, Malchi, Mizrach, Umarev. It was so high that all the kings from east and west could see it. And all these things don't necessarily mean literally. It means it made such an impression that people knew about the Mon. Shenemar, Taruch, Lefon, Aishulcha, Neged, Zoraroi. The Rebbeinu Shalom set a table for us in the Midbar opposite our enemies so they could see the table. Kosi, Revoya. Omer Abaye, Shmami Noah, Kisei de David li Alma de Osi, Mosin de Esrin, the Chad Luga Marzik. Shinemar Kosi Revoya, Revoya Bigamatria Hochihavi. The coast of David Amelech in the future, God knows, a Kosi Revoya will hold 121 Lugim, which is the Gematria of Revoya. 221 Lugim, which is the Gematria of Revoya. Where it says, Holo Damya, the mice is not similar, going back now to the Mon, because the Arubos HaShavayim, right, deposited 15 Amas, but that was over 40 days. Hocha Chadashaita, here it's in one swoop. Hosam the Kulei Alma, there was over the whole world. Hocha Yisrael Lechuda, here was only in the Midbar for Klal Yisrael. The Nofish Lehutfei, so it's a lot more, right? Rav Elazar Amodoy, psicha psicha gomar, right? Lechor, you can't make such a cheshbon. Here was 15 amas, and here it was four times as much as 60. There was 15 amas over an area of the whole world. Here it was only over a small area by Klal Yisrael. So it's not a ratio of 4 to 1, right? The ratio is completely different because the areas are different. So Mar says, Echanami, he didn't learn it from the ratio. He learned it from psicha psicha. Here it says Niftechu. Here it says by the Mon, right? Dalse Shomayim Pasach. He learns Gzeres Shava. It's not because the ratio works out like that. Hello, Damya. It's going back. I question Rabbi Elazar ben Amudoy that he learned that the mom was 60 amos high. Psicha, psicha, gomar, ma psicha, amura barubos, hamabel, tesvav, lebez arubos. Learn exerishava, just like the psicha, it says, by the mabel, was 15 amos for 2 arubos. A psicha, amura bedalsos, hamon, tesvav, amalachol, bez arubos. It's not because it's a ratio, it's because of exerishava. Okay. Osir ba'achila, honey, chamisha, and inuyim kineged me. Who are these 5 inuyim? What do they correspond to? And the Tosar Rosh says, you see from here, that's only the Rabbanan. Because you say Minayim. How do you know 5 Inuyim? Keneged me is an Asmachta. Means it's a... And the others say, the Gvuras Ari says, no Raya. Because we find the same Loshen by Melech HaShabbos. Hani Lemet Lamet Tes Melachos Keneged me. And it's the Raisa. It's not the Rabbanan. Omer Rav Chisda Keneged Hei Inuyim Shebetorah. 5 times it mentions the word Inuy in the Torah. Uba'asar, right, in the parsha Ba'asar Lachodesh Hashvi, Va'ach Ba'asar, Shabbat Shabboson, V'Shabbat Shabboson, V'Hoysu Lachem. 5 parshios in the Torah, and each one says, Inui. Rashi, where are these parshios? Uba'asar, Dechumash HaPikudim. That's in Pinchas. In Pinchas it says, V'Nisim Es Nafshel Seichem, by the Musaf of Yom Kippur. Va'ach Ba'asar, Deshor Chesef, an Emor. That says Ach Ba'asar L'Chodesh Hashvi, and there it says V'Nisan. Shabbat Shabboson, right? That's in Achrimos. B'Kulo Ksiv Tanu V'Nisan, and they ask the Achronim why the Pesukim are out of order. Right? First it mentions from what's it called Pinchas, then from Emor, then from Achrimos, so completely what's it called different order. Okay. Mora says, Hani Chamisha Havin V'Anon Shisa Tnan. Right, Mice are the 6 things that are also on Yom Kippur. Achila Shtia, Rechitza Sicha, Tashav Shamita, Nilas Asandal. 6 things. Mora says, Shtia B'chval Achila Hi. No, Shtia and Achila considered 1. So there's only 5 Inuyim. D'Omer Eish Lakish, Menayin L'Shtia Shehi B'chval Achila, Shenemar V'yochalto L'fnei Hashem Elokecha, Maiser D'goncha Tiroshcha V'yitzarecha. Should eat Maiser Sheni. And it says one of the things you eat is Tirosh. Tirosh Chamrohu. The Kori Lei V'Yochalta. Tirosh is wine. And it says V'Yochalta, so you see Shtia is Bechlal Achila. And it says, no, M'nai. The Dilm the Achle Al Yidei Anigro. Maybe you make it into a thick soup of Anigro. Or you dry it out and you eat wine, dry wine. What's it called? Thick wine, like, what's it called? Dover Rabbi Bar Shmuel, a Negro Maya de Sulka, a Sigro Maya de Kulushalki. It's like making a thick pea soup. That's called eating. Right? That's one way of learning. That's called what's it called? That kind of shtia is not regular shtia. It's that's how the Morgan of Rome learns. That these kinds of things are very thick. Mamish like pea soup, and that's why you make a Bori Priyadom on these things. You don't make a shahako. And the Chazon Ish says it's talking where your mamish dried it out. It's just talking where you mix these things together and they make a soup. But you can take wine and dry it out and have powdered wine and eat that. That's called eating. Elom Ravacha Bar Yaakov Mehocha. The Nasata Keset, the Cholashir Ta'ava Nafshecha, you should give the Keset Maisa Sheni money and transfer it to food. B'boker v'tzom b'yayin v'sheicher, right? So yayin and sheicher is wine that can make you drunk. That you don't get from eating pea soup wine. That you get from drinking wine. Shtiyo, sheicher is shtiyo. The kari rechmon of yochalta. Where it says mimai, the dilma hachi nami da achli al yedei anikro. Maybe you made a thick wine like pea soup, and that's called eating. Whereas a sheikhar ksiv, midi meshater. No, that wouldn't make you drunk, that kind of wine. Whereas says, v'dilma deva keilis. No, it's possible to have even dry wine that'll make you drunk. Devela ke'ilish is a a certain kind of fig that that's intoxicating. Titanya ochel devela ke'ilish v'shosa dvash v'cholav v'nichlas v'mikdash chayim. It's possible to get intoxicated on a devela ke'ilish or on dvash or on milk. You get mamash intoxicated from milk, and you chayim for bias mikdash when you're drunk. Rashi. Anigron min maicho shenosin bo yayin. It's kind of food that you put wine into. The kama makomo shanino betosefta anigron vachsigron shenosin bo yayin v'shemen. So maybe you ate the wine mixed in with other food. Maya de silka, mayim sheshoku behem tardin. Maya de silka is water, beet water. Borscht. The kulu shalki shosar min yarki, or other kinds of soups. So these soups were made in such a way, again, that the Magen Avraham says they were made mamish very thick, and the Chazon Ish says that it's talking where, what's it called, where you mixed it in, it was mamish like a porridge. So it was from here you can see l'chore that ice cream is not called shtia, it's called achila. Right? Ice cream is an achila, not a shtia. Nafkamina is you make a bracha on it at the end of the meal. If you hold, you make a bracha on desserts. If it's shtia, it's drinking, you don't make a bracha on drinks. But if it's eating, you make a bracha on eating. Midi the mishaker, the ain shikras, derech achila. You can't get drunk on eating, what's it called, solid wine. Mar says, why not? You can get drunk on a ke'ilis, what's it called, the dvela ke'ilis, shei makom. Ke'ilis is the name of a place, and the dvela is the figs that came from that place were intoxicating. Chayim mishum sheicher al teish, that you can't be drunk when you come into the Beis HaMikdash. So, Gemara says, Ela yolef sheicher sheicher mi nozir. Now we learn sheicher from nozir, mala halon yayin afkan yayin. Yayin. What's mean? Afkan yayin, v'yayin ein shikru selabishti yoso. Right? En chanami, there are solid things that can make you drunk, but not solid wine. Wine can only make you drunk if it's in liquid form. So therefore, by the nozer, right, it says, yayin v'sheichor al teish, it's talking about intoxicating wine, right? Here also, when it says, what's it called, sheichor, it's talking about intoxicating wine, which is only a liquid. And therefore, when it says that, what's it called, achila, by intoxicating wine, it has to mean shtia. And you see that shtia is bechlal achila.